300 people caught up in the tide, displaced on the ocean, and they're drowned by lies. Time and time.
It's been 5 years since the sinking of the Civex, but commentators and refugee advocates say many questions remain unanswered. And despite a Senate Select Committee inquiry in 2002, the public also remains largely ignorant about the issues surrounding this story. And in light of that, a new education pack about the Civex will be launched at Parliament House on the anniversary of the sinking this week. John Maloney is an Emeritus Professor of History at Australian National University and an Adjunct Professor of History at the Australian Catholic University. He has helped to settle refugees in the community, and he says the pack is a simple examination of the tragedy and isn't intended to be political.
The students are not, I repeat, they are not led on to arrive at conclusions. What they are asked to do is to think about the questions in the light of the documents. And so it is, as it were, a mental exploration on their part of an incident.
The pack will include a booklet and CD of documents and interviews related to the Civex. Ceremonies to remember those who drowned on the Civex have been taking place across the country. In Canberra on Sunday, 353 painted poles were set up on the shores of Lake Burley Griffin, one pole for each victim. John Maloney was at the ceremony.
The tragedy of looking at the father of a mother and two children as he held up one of those poles, and alongside him the pole that represented his wife, and then two Australian children held up the other two that represented his two children. I mean, the poignancy of it and the dreadfulness of it.
Tony Kevin is a former Australian diplomat and has researched the Civex extensively. Mr. Kevin wrote the book A Certain Maritime Incident, The Sinking of the Civex.
I decided to write a book when it became clear that my efforts to achieve accountability through the Senate process had pretty much failed. The government, through a combination of lies and judicious silences and approximations to truth, managed to deflect the very real questions of accountability of Australian agencies in the sinking of the Civex. And I realised that since the Senate process had come to pretty much to an end, I had to get it down on paper between hard covers so that it would not be forgotten.
A boat, later identified as suspected illegal entry vehicle X, set out from Indonesia on the 18th of October 2001, destined for Australia. There were 421 mainly Afghani and Iraqi passengers on board, far more than the boat was built for. On October 19, the boat began taking on water and sank somewhere between Indonesia and Australia. The exact location has been disputed, and 353 people drowned. Of those who drowned, 146 were children, 142 were women, and the remaining 65 were men. Questions have been raised about the government's knowledge of the Civex. Survivors say while they were in the water, two or three police-type boats shone searchlights but didn't rescue them. The Australian government says the boat was not in Australian waters. Tony Kevin says the Civex sank well inside Australia's declared border protection and surveillance zone.
It simply did not make sense that we were intercepting all these boats and that we had a very good intelligence operation in Indonesia to know when they were coming, and that we had resources to intercept them and track their movements from the air. But somehow or other, this boat on which 353 people, mostly women and children, drowned, could not be seen. I simply could not believe that that was true.
John Maloney.
A tragedy of this kind, Claire, goes well beyond political motives. It goes to the heart of human nature. It goes to the question as to whether we are a caring and a welcoming people. It goes to the question as to whether justice has been done to people who, on the face of it, at the very, very least, were innocent of having committed any crime accept their wish to become, as I said, one with us as Australian citizens.
Survivors of the CIVEX were returned to Indonesia. Asylum seekers who make it inside the migration zone are sent to detention centres in Australia or to other countries as part of the Pacific Solution. Sharman Shah Nasiri is one person who knows this policy better than most, having spent 3 years in detention on the Pacific island of Nauru.
My background is from Afghanistan, and at the time when we left Afghanistan, it was the time of the Taliban, and all the young people were taken for water and stuff like that. So most of the people fled Afghanistan, as well as me, myself.
Mr. Nasiri says no one who has been in detention would want anyone else to be detained, even for one day.
Actually, to live in a detention centre, no matter if it is in Nauru or here in Australia, it's terrible to live in detention centre, especially when you're facing lots of difficulties from your home country, you're fleeing war and persecution, staying in a place where you don't have any hope, and the situation in the camp, like you have lots of problems there, and as well as the things that is going on in your mind would make people crazy. So it's very tough for people to live in that situation where you don't know what's going to happen with you next.
Tony Kevin says the government is employing a token multiculturalism and says there's a direct link between the CIVEX and the Cronulla race riots late last year.
When you have the Prime Minister John Howard saying that the Cronulla rioters weren't really racist and so on and so forth, you have this constant dog whistling to people to say prejudice against people who are not like you is okay. You are the real Australians, they are not. They have to conform, they have to assimilate to you, otherwise they can go back where they came from. And that is what we're facing. Not a return to the white Australia policy, but a movement to a kind of society where people of non-English-speaking background are always going to feel a bit uneasy, a bit insecure, a bit second class. And I think that's a horrible Australia, and it's not the Australia that we have had for the last 20 or 30 years.
John Maloney says as a history professor, he has always tried to encourage people to ask questions about the past and think about values instead of just facts. And he hopes the new CIVEX education pack will go some way to achieving that.
If some truth can be arrived at, and if people can be made to think that, you know, we should be a nation and a people who give a haven to more of the suffering, God's suffering on the face of this earth, that would be a big thing for me.
Claire Atkinson reporting for CCN.
One day this all will be a memory. They'll write it down as history.